We've not done scientific research on the existence of God.
But we've tested everything that we've been told God does. Yeah, we've tested that through prayer.
But you see, prayer the problem work. Is this, you know, brother.
Prayer is the most useless human invention since...
When I get into it, nimekuwa nikicheka wengi sana wananga my gym squeeze nini nini. What do you think that is about? Are people suddenly health conscious?
Ikonene. Episode 581. Tukisema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend. Of course, ikiwa ni the festive season. So, today is a Saturday. I know, it's a Sunday. By the time wasona checki this, It's a Sunday. It's December 28th. And we're just counting the final 3 days. And then we'll be in 2026. Tukona ugato. From the Couch Connect, and I remember the last time to go to Ugato Apa, that guy that I said is very confusing to me because he's a scientist and a believer. Like, that's an oxymoron. But I still believe that's an
oxymoron. You can juxtapose them next to each other, religion and science.
Yes, yeah. Especially your level of science. Like, okay. Can you remind guys, which science you do?
Yeah, I do my research in the field of regenerative medicine.
Yes.
Regenerative medicine is a field of engineering, where we work with our basic knowledge of engineering and basic knowledge of science to create organs for human transplant.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, I'm supposed to create an organ which I can give to a surgeon, and the surgeon will take away your organ that's not working, akuweke your spare part. Alafu maisha endele.
Yes. So place ngona sema hii yako gani oxymoronic to a certain level is the fact that you're not just a believer, but you're an SDS.
Yeah, Seventh-day Adventist.
So Seventh Day, do you even believe in blood transfusions?
Of course, man. Oh, we do blood transfusions. Come on, say nafanya stories. Nina replace entire organs. Blood.
See, that's what I'm asking. Like that, if I go to Kisiland, niko katikati ya Nyamira.
Yeah.
Can I blood transfuse?
Of course you can.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you can.
So those are the moments. Ni watu gani believe in blood transfusions?
I think those are Jehovah Witnesses. JW.org.
Okay, unajua sick like the way I put you all you people in kawan cocoon.
No, yes. I think every religion has its sort of beliefs and maybe the confusion. I mean, confusion ni sawa, ni kama Tower of Babel, unajua Mungu alikuja pale akaleta confusion kidogo for languages.
But still the other aspect would be you guys don't celebrate Christmas, yes?
I think that's yoni kitu jako understood vizuri. So what we don't do is we do not recognize the birth of Jesus on Christmas Day.
Okay.
And I mean, anybody can find this out for themselves. Jesus was definitely not born on Christmas Day. And you see the way the religion ilikujanga Africa, ilikujanga na wazungu, right?
Yes.
And so growing up, I think ilikuanga that we do not celebrate Christmas. But after I grew up, nimekuja ku understand that even when the religion came, the expectation is that you can celebrate by hanging out with folks, you know, just have this mood of, you know, thankfulness and giving in the community. Lakini ni ile tu Yesu akuzaliwanga hii siku. Na in any case, manze, Yesu akusema to celebrate kifo yake, rather his birth. Alisemanga to believe tu ati inajua yeye ndiye atatupea salvation. So hiyo ndio tunafanya. Yeah.
And as a scientist, I feel like it's weird the way there's a whole chunk of billions of people who believe that Jesus was born on the 25th. And you, as someone who works in a field that's evidence-based, does not believe the same thing. But somehow, all of you are in the same cocoon of Christians.
But you see, Jesus was actually born. I mean, you go down, if you are to read history, there's a man who walked this earth whose name was Jesus. Around 2,000 years ago.
If you read which history?
Yeah, so if you were to go to... there's a historian anaitwa. So this historian is not religious. Anaitwa Josephus.
Yes.
Josephus aliandika kitabu inaitwa The Antiquities of the Jews.
Yes.
And in his writings, of course, he explains the history of the Jewish nation. Mm. And in there, he talks about Jesus. So there was a historical figure was called Jesus who existed at some point on this earth, who walked this earth. Mm. Now, his divinity has been debated by, you know, various scholars. Mm. But I do believe that he was the son of God.
Okay. Because yeah. I can also tell you, I'm an Arsenal fan and we have a Jesus amongst us.
What does that mean?
Gabriel Jesus. Gabriel Jesus.
Jesus. Yes.
Of course, I'm just an aku enjoy to mm-hmm. always have fun with religion. Mm-hmm. So that was going to happen. And I think one of the reasons why I'm asking you this is I saw a certain post mm-hmm. On the day that we were shooting, and it was a Muslim cleric, I think upper Kenya.
Yeah.
A sheikh. And alikuwa anaongea juu ya why Muslims should not celebrate Christmas in any way. Yeah. Alafu ime come after backlash. Najoga Mohamed Salah. You know Mohamed Salah, yes?
The footballer?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Salah always gets this backlash because every year he posts his daughters
next to a Christmas tree.
And it always pisses off people. Mm-hmm. So people watching of this...
Islam heritage?
Okay. Yes. So I was watching this clip and I was there like, damn, this is the reason why I'll never support religion, and I always feel like religion is just there to divide. It does mm-hmm. not do anything. It helps us see our differences. So what is like part of this? Because I know as SDAs you don't celebrate Christmas in quotes, yes?
Yeah.
But you don't lose sleep over it.
Of course.
It's something that...
A friend of mine came home this morning and just found me cheering. I was like, hey, I'm saying, you're not cheering. I thought he was asking me, born and now, like I was not... I was not in a celebratory mood. I was like, man, it's because I'm busy. I'm trying to get, you know, stuff done. Mm. And then right under my MBA, it's because he was asking that because I'm Adventist. Mm. Yeah, because I mean, for me, it's just a normal day.
Adventist.
Yeah.
Okay. Wacha tusikie Buddha.
Patukae mbali na sherehe za hawa watu. Sio kama ni maneno yangu mimi. Wewe leo unamwambia mtu Merry Christmas. Unajua madhara yake ndugu yangu? Au kumpa mtu maua, au kamnulia zawadi, au kampelekea, au kapokea zawadi yake. Katika muumini kutaka kujua ni katika waumini wa kweli ni wale ambaye hawasherehekei sherehe za sikukuu za makafiri. Kwa hivyo wewe Muislamu katika siku kama hii, haufai kabisa kushiriki katika njia moja au nyingine. Leo ndo wamesema baadhi ya wanazuoni, hata ikiwa wewe mfano una duka lako la kuuza keki, umepewa oda ya kupeleka keki za Krismasi, usichukue.
Sikia hiyo cho. This is where I say, so now this is supposed to affect my business. Because this person is a non-believer, na may order something from me, I'm not supposed to order. So this, the question would be, ukienda place ka Mombasa, yes?
Yeah.
Most businesses are owned by Muslims, yes?
Yeah.
So this festive season, people are spending a lot. Mm-hmm. So as a Muslim store, you're not supposed to sell. Because if people are spending for Christmas, umechiki wila mesema, that... Ata keki ikikuwa
decoration.
Yeah. So okay, up to hapo, like what are your views so far? Man.
I think there's anything done in extremism, any form of extremism is wrong. Mm. So for example, as an Adventist, nikikuwa extreme, of course pia mimi naweza kuwa na beliefs zangu as an extreme Adventist. Mm, mm. Na pia like we shake somebody.
Yes.
I think he's one of those extreme guys. Because you can meet people in the middle. We are all coexisting in this society together. Mimi ni Kenya, mimi ni Mgiriama, for instance, or something.
Yes.
And I am Muslim. So hypothetically, let's say I'm Muslim. And then I have neighbors here when you sio Waislamu, ni Wagiriama wenzangu, na ni Wakristo, and we share some other things in common. So telling someone Merry Christmas, I think I could pack you anything in my opinion. Mm. But I think it's maybe because of the caste, the sect of Islam it comes from. Because I learned a few days ago that there's I think three main sects of Islam, Sunni and the other one is Ismaili. Mm. I think the Ismaili apparently are the most extreme.
I wonder the one thing I didn't like. I would start at an angle kwa tuambia hivyo. But that's the part I don't siku agree na and it
well, you
sounds
were there
weird.
Too.
Yes, I was
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember. Oh,
yes,
yeah, he was doing the thing.
According if what I've heard, Aga Khan is Ismaili.
Yeah.
So the Ismailis are known to be the most liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Upon the one thing siku understand na because if you come up a Shia and Sunni, that's where the problem normally is.
Yeah.
Those are the ones. I think there's one that believes in absolute law,
mm-hmm.
where you have to do everything. There's a sort of people you'll find, even a kid amewekewa hivi.
Yeah.
So there are those, and then there are apostles and the OCG. But Ismaili, unless I'm wrong, they should be the most liberal. They are the ones that you'll find they don't have to cover their hair.
Mm-hmm.
They just believe in wealth. So they believe in wealth to a certain level of, as long as money is kept within the family. So they do some messed up stuff. As like as marrying cousins.
Okay.
Yes, that one I know they do.
Yeah.
Because the wealth has to stay there. Awezi kujapo kama ugato and you marry one of them. I know this, that. Yes.
Yeah.
Hataki, itakula, budako yuko hawa how much? Awezi, hautoshi mboga. Baki umerudi. So, no, but that one, we'll have to research on that, mm-hmm. and to do like the different, because I also feel like the Ismaili, I think that was the problem. The Ismaili are more of an Indian nini than a Muslim, whatever. But I think that's a topic for another day.
Yeah.
Shidangu ni place here shopping.
Mm-hmm.
How do you take it when he says that if you get an order for a cake, aufai ku deliver keki? So kile nauliza, hizi businesses za Mombasa, they should never take advantage of the Christmas season.
Well, I personally, if I was running a shop, if I was a Muslim of that faith and or that sect, and I was running a shop, I think maybe in Gechujo, your mosque, your siku, jumi maze, I'd love to make my, you know, my money. Mm. Of course, at Assisi Adventist, there's some beliefs we have. For instance, we would close our shops on Saturday for Sabbath.
Yes.
But kitu kama kuuzia msee, kutengeneza msee yo keki ya Christmas, I think hapo hakuna noma. And in any case, this is one of the ways in Tunisia endeleza upendo, you know, amongst ourselves. Mm. This is how you create some sort of common ground. Ini kitu inatoka in a common ground. I don't need to believe in your Jesus. I don't need to believe in your Christmas.
Yes.
But telling you Merry Christmas should be okay. But I think maybe he's even the alifunza maybe in shule yake ya madrasa or something.
Okay.
And he's trying to maintain that and make sure that his congregation our deviate kutoka hapo. Lakini we, man, mimi I think hapo ningechujo.
Yeah, because kitu fani, alafu pia Joe Buda, the first time I heard him, because I was not watching the video, the first time I heard him, I was like, sauti yake nenda fana Joe. I don't know. I think maybe it's just in my head. But wacha tuendele kidogo tusikia.
Umepewa oda ya kupeleka maua kwa ajili ya Krismasi, usichukue. Wacha kwa ajili ya Mungu, na Mungu atakupa nyingine bora kuliko hiyo. Mtume wa sallam anasema, man taraka shay'an lillah au wadhahu Allahu khairan min. Mtu yoyote mwenye kuacha kitu kwa ajili ya Mungu, Mungu atampa nyingine bora kuliko hiyo. Kuna baadhi ya watu leo, ndugu zangu, wamependa kula mambo ya kula hii. Wewe leo jirani yako, siku zote katika muda wa mwaka nzima tunapeana zawadi sisi kwa sisi. Anakuletea chakula unapokea, hata kama si Muislamu. Amekupa zawadi unapokea, ni sawa hiyo. Lakini siku ya leo ya Krismasi, akikuletea sinia ya biriani au ya pilao, mwambie leo siwezi kuchukua.
Skia hey,
brother.
Damn.
I think that is on another level. That's belief on another level, which I think is detrimental. There's belief which is good. For example, respect your people. I don't know. Muslims have very nice beliefs, by the way. No, for example, history, no interest on money.
Yes.
I think supporting one another, being honest. I find a lot of Muslims being honest, by the way, than Christians. Hizo ni vitu nzuri. Lakini story kama hii mzee kuambia usata siwezi kula food yako juu umeniletea siku ya Christmas, man.
Kus imeni remind nikiwa mtoi nilikuwa gana best yangu fulani alikuwa anaitwa Kalfan.
Mm-hmm.
So Kalfan alikuwa na stay Masai za Kibich. Kalfan, if you're still out there, man, kumbuka jina langu ni very distinct, so I remember you, most probably you remember me. This was a lot of years ago. So tunajua si tumefika in our 40s, so you might have left the earth. So I'm not sure if he's still around. And during Eid, he used to invite me to their place.
Mm-hmm.
And even as an unbeliever, and I'd share in the food. Why? Because we are brought together by humanity. Nacheki. And this is what my problem with religion has always been, the fact that it makes people never look at their similarities. We look at our differences. So, and then we lie to ourselves that my God is superior to your God. You understand?
Yeah.
So everyone has their. So the same way I'll have a problem with a Christian that comes and says, Jesus is the only way, is the same way I have a problem with a Muslim saying this. Understand?
Because are
things that come because of nature, where you are born, which family you are born. That's what
very
brings
true.
You into this. It's not some universal truth. This is not gravity.
Up and agree, because I think I was hanging out with Eric Mutiso, Eotua podcast some other day, and Eotua, niliambianga Eotua, man, I am a staunch believer in the Adventist movement. But if I was born in an Islam home, probably was this guy's kid, so that I mean, ngekuwa na mini hivyo.
Yes.
Ngekuwa na mini kanya nasema hapo hivyo. And so pushing your religion, you know, and the funny thing is the way we are taught to spread the gospel is by pushing your religion as the only true way. The only problem becomes when it becomes militant and
yes.
becomes oppressive of other people's, you know, rights and freedoms. Na vitu kama hizo. Now, going back to uyo beshtako mwenye alikuwa anakuinvite you kula food. Mimi ni kionga high school, maze pia tulikuwa tunananga tunakulanga wase wa Islamu siku hizo siku za Eid ni nini. Of course, alikuwa wana fast during the month of Ramadan. Alafu jioni maze the local mosque hapo ilikuwa inawaletanga food, maze food po. Unajua high school maze mnakula rice ingine hapo iko na inakaa kama ugali maze. Na githeri nilisoma ngotumisha academy huko Gilgil. So tumisha academy maze kila siku mse kulikuwa na githeri. Either kama lunch sio githeri, supper itakuwa githeri. So maze wa Islamu walikuwa wanaletanga pilau, maze imepikwa vizuri na onja vizuri. Alafu sasa siku yenye ni Eid, yo not Eid but the month of Ramadan. Kila mtu maze jioni pale alikuwa na beshtake Muislamu anamletea bakuli pale ya food. Na tulikuwa tunakula pamoja. Of course kuna, so going back to Christianity, kuna kwanga na religion generally, kuna kwanga na part, for example the Bible inasema usikule, ukiinvitiwa kwa maplaces fulani usikule food zao, kwa sababu zana food zenye zimekuwa given kwa the tables of shetani na,
yes,
na story
yes.
kama hizo. Of course hapo naweza understand story kama hiyo. Of course kama ni belief ya mse that hataki kukula pia ni sawa, lakini usikazie wase wengine unawaambia mazee usimsienda kukula usikule food mazee. So unataka unaambia msana kufanja saizi, alafu in the spirit of Christmas sharing, being thankful and being, you know, loving, unaenda kupatia wase kitu alafu msana kata. I think hiyo sio poa.
I think Ali break down. He gave the reason why.
Ati ukikata Mungu ataku bless.
Yes, so there was that. Yeah. And then there's the other part where he says it's because of the wrong God. Wacha, tusikie.
Kwa sababu leo mumemvunjia heshima Mwenyezi Mungu. Mumemtukana Mungu kwamba Mungu leo ana mtoto. Mimi leo siwezi kushiriki katika mambo haya. Ndio unaona hii ni sifa ya waumini wa hali ya juu. Mungu anawasifu wale Waislamu wenye imani kubwa sana. Akasema walladhina la yashhaduna zur.
Yeah. Okay. So my views on this inakuwa the same. I'm Kenyan, but before I'm Kenyan I'm also Luo, and the fact that even when you quote God use a language that's not Luo means it was not meant for me. So the message was not meant for me. Na cheki respectfully.
Yeah.
And then we go back, zizi. If God wanted me to understand this language, my ancestors would have spoken it. The same thing na Kizungu. I speak English because it's the language of commerce. I speak Swahili because it's the language of commerce. And I live in a capitalistic world. Did I play any role in making this world a capitalistic world? No, I did not play. So I'm saying I compare Kizungu na any other language. I use this language to survive on earth.
Yeah.
Any other language that I use for any other purpose does not concern me. Macheki, that's number one. Number two, anything that divides people. This is very simple. Iki tu nakuwaga interesting though. So don't eat.
Utarudia pa kwa anything that divides people. Wacha kurudia pa ni nataka ku push back kido kwa yosu rumesema ati it was not written for you.
Yes.
So let's imagine the Bible was written, or the Quran was written, in this case, since we're talking about the Quran, was written for everyone. So the idea should have been that Mungu angepatia na Quran in all the millions of
all languages, and it should be able to be quoted. Like, have you ever noticed that every time this is quoted, it has to be quoted in Arabic?
But nimeona so English,
that means, Quran. This is the same problem I have with Waseku believe that 3,000 years ago, walipatiwa rights ya Palestine.
Yeah.
You understand? It's not based on fact.
Yeah.
It's based on superstition.
Okay.
So as wana believingi, your place ni place yao, that walienda, wakarudi. You see the way they have that attitude of, we are a special people.
Yeah.
And we are attached. The same way, if God does not have a special place, somewhere in the Middle East, because inakuwaga like, there's these special places kwa Middle East, sindio?
Yeah.
The place wasana dedisha na kabisa. Then, Mungu pia fai kuwa na a special language. It should be. So understand, vile Bible imekuwa translated into all languages. It's still not for me. Still not for me. Why? Because even when I look at the culture, I'll see something like the covenant with God ni circumcision. Sindio? I come from a community where that is not
practiced.
Yes, it's not mm-hmm. practiced.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, have I personally gone and against that tradition? Yes, I've gone against it. Why did I go against it? Because I live in Kenya and I needed to fit in Kenya.
Yeah.
See, sometimes I do things to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
So nilifanya hivyo. Europe, as much as they brought this religion to us, then they don't practice that. See, yeah. The Japanese don't, the Chinese don't, blah, blah, blah. But apparently God is very interested in how dicks look. Like, he's super interested. Like, kids are getting cancer, but he's like, what the fuck are you doing with that foreskin? You understand? So there's that bullshit.
Okay.
So I look at all religions the same. The same way Waswat Angalia Hindu, and they laugh like, oh, shit. They believe in a cow.
Sijai fikiria about circumcision as being a covenant between me and God, because the way I understand
it's there
a covenant,
in the Bible.
But that's the covenant that was there with the Jews, because the covenant that's there between God and Christians is you being baptized and believing in Jesus.
Circumcision is a covenant, man. Like
With God and the Jew.
Yeah.
Between God and the Jew. But between God and the Christian, ni believing in him. Believing in Jesus as the Son of God.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wacha tuangalie jo. Unajiona cheza na mimi jo. The biblical biblical covenant of circumcision established in Genesis 17 is a sign of God's everlasting covenant with Abraham and his descendants. So sikio.
Yeah.
Everlasting, you know why?
Because
the foreskin doesn't grow back. So the circumcision became the you understand, like when you come to learn about the universe, which I think you've understood, you understand the universe, yes?
Yeah.
And you understand like the laws of the universe and how vast the universe is. That's when you start thinking that someone who created all this, like Mars, Jupiter, all the planets, still worries about dicks. It's ridiculous. It's just bullshit. It can't happen. Those two things can't be true at the same time.
By the way, mwa fachana kwambie. Ni ngumu kuamini, and I normally say that in order for you to believe, you have to have some level of foolishness. Lazima you can't go there logically. If you were to argue your faith logically, it might not make sense.
Yes.
And that is why you believe, and they define faith as believing in things that you believe in things
with
that
no
you haven't seen yet, that
with
that,
no evidence.
Exactly.
Yes.
And even in science, the way sometimes we try to analyze stuff, sometimes you have to believe in something and then you unaanza kuchambua. So for instance, nikianza kuchambua the elements in water, hydrogen and oxygen.
Yes.
For some reason, lazima niamini kuna something hapa ndani kwanza.
But if you prove that there is nothing, you move on. You don't insist.
Yeah, lakini sasa tujifanya utafiti wa we've not done scientific research on the existence of God.
But we've tested everything that we've been told God does.
Yeah,
we've tested that through prayer.
But you see,
prayer doesn't
the problem
work.
Is this, brother.
Prayer is the most useless human invention since human inventions. Yes? And this is how I'll put it out there, yes?
Yeah.
I've not prayed for over 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've never prayed.
And everything is working for you.
Everything is working.
But you're the Son of God, though. I mean, since you're the Son of God, here's my belief. If you stop talking to your dad, umesema uongeleshi budako. Anyone in your audience here, haongeleshi budake for 20 years. Sibara atakuwa sawa.
Okay.
For 21 years.
This is a look at it. Mm-hmm. I don't think my dad is very petty like that. Like, my dad won't threaten me that if you don't love me, if you don't praise me, I'm going to burn you.
You see what the
fire.
Problem is, brother? It is not... This is what has been passed down by
humans.
The human, by the preacher. Preacher ndiye anakuambia hii story. Mimi venye naamini msee, hakuna mimi, you see the way you argue with the Bible from an atheistic perspective.
From a logical perspective.
From a logical perspective,
yes.
Which is atheistic in nature. I also argue with the Bible from the way I see it. Kwa sababu, for instance, your story when you mesema hapo hivyo, mimi siamini ati Mungu atanipiga kiboko mzee juu nimefanya kitu fulani. I mean, you are my dad. You can't. I was hanging out with your co-host today, Ian, and we were talking about the way yeye akikosana na budake leo, kesho budake amesikizana na wanaendelea story vizuri. So he can't wrap his hand around. Maybe I'm not, I may not kuyaka vizuri vanyanjaka,
yes,
but
yes,
he can't wrap his head around how there's a father who's holding a grudge for him that he is going to serve this grudge at the end of time.
Okay.
So hata mimi sa zingine, I grapple with that. And the way I've understood this is this. Mm. You see, the way religion has been passed down to me is been passed down by word of mouth mostly, and by a guy sitting down and enda shule anasomea theology 4 years, lakini hapo pia with his theology, imechanganywa pia na his traditional beliefs, his cultural beliefs, and all this. And so when he comes to preach to me as a package, akona pia beliefs zake zenye anaongeza hapo ndani. And that's what the problem is. The Bible says it simply. You believe in Jesus as the Son of God, and eternal life is yours. And that is where mimi full stop yangu iko. So hizi vitu zingine hapa ni story ya ku build onto something.
Yes.
And the way I push back at some of the things that the Bible says, for instance, that I do not understand, is it is possible that they were written for a certain audience, and that audience is probably not me.
Okay. Hey, konene, so unacheki kiti nimekalia ni very comfortable, and saizi kuna vile tume upgrade studio, so kama hapa kwa studio utapata kuna vile kuna like different cupboards and the furniture just looks really good, and that's courtesy of best furniture wako located wapi, wako located along the Eastern Bypass next to Hopkins Hospital. Alafu apart from kukumekia very good furniture, another thing that they do is you can pay on delivery. So unangoja nini? Majuzi na kungalikisema that I've been getting busy lately, so ili bidi nibaki nime upgrade kitanda. And all I can say is, yu kitanda au jai kuji na soundtrack. Utasumbua watu. Yeah. So changamka jo. Best furniture jo. Yeah. Chiki ule studio ni anguvu, eh? Nachiki. And uki baki umerich out to best furniture, usahau, eko nene is the guarantee. Chiki gira ya naituwa Ian squeeze wane. Haika Ian comfortable. Na ule nakaga iko comfortable mbaa. Best furniture iko nene. So but God is perfect, ndio, and God can see both the past and the future. So God knew that Ogato would exist. Yes. So how would God write a book and then it's not meant for Ogato? It should be universal truth. That's like me saying, you see, this is where personal truths versus universal truths. Religion is personal truths. These are truths that you have to believe in. You do not have to believe in gravity.
Yeah.
Right now, if you jump from first floor, you might survive. If you jump from second floor, you might hurt yourself. If you jump from third floor, you're getting an injury. If you jump from fourth floor, you're getting an injury. If you jump from 10th floor, you're joining Jesus Christ, or you're joining whoever God you believe in. Those are universal truths.
Yes.
You do not have to believe. Ajua wezi enda pale, ajua KSCC, I don't believe in gravity, then uruke. It doesn't matter where you are.
Utamea mabawa, bro.
Yes, it doesn't matter which country you are. If it's an Arab country, you're dying. If it's a Christian country, you're dying. Anything that's geographical, anything that's how you're brought up, I have a problem with that. Especially now when it comes to, it starts affecting my relationship with the next human. Where I start looking at the next human as a lesser being. Which Kibulo Buda Kibonga, the way he was talking about, to put it like, these people are lesser. They're non-believers. Why are you eating their food? Like, you're pathetic. Like, you're, wah. The same thing ukienda to how Salah is being treated right now. Salah, the same thing. Like, Salah is being bashed kabisa because of Putin. And that's what I have a problem. And it's not just this. It's any religion. It's even Christianity in itself. Eh?
Yeah.
Kiangalia Christianity, what happens? Like, they themselves, saizu mecheki, what has been happening? Why did Trump bomb Nigeria?
Because
Christians
ISIS?
Are being attacked. Yes. You understand?
So kuna hiyo, like, did he bomb them because of Christians being attacked, or because because Nigerians are being attacked? But ISIS targeting Christians.
Yes, it was specifically Christians are being attacked.
But isn't that a fact though, that ISIS targets Christians?
Let me ask you, what if the same attacks were Muslims were not, any Christians attacking Muslims in Nigeria? Would he have done it? I don't think so.
I mean, he's
that's the problem.
But let's, if we were to go with what he's doing in Venezuela. Those guys are strong believers in Jesus, but he's still dropping.
But yeah, Nigeria ilikuwa specifically very, very Christian Muslim thing.
Yeah, I think because of Abuni factually kwa hivyo. But I don't think he's doing that because he's a Christian pressuring other Christians. He's doing that because, I mean, it's just happening. And the way I push back on that is your story in Apenuko down South America. Now I say hapo. But man, that guy pia, unajua belief system yake pia ni very complex kuielewa. Because I don't understand it.
Which person?
Mr. Trump.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Sinoja, he knows how to use it. But let's go back to Salah. So Salah liweka hii Merry Christmas. He does it every year to rile people up. And kuna mse alikuwa amemwandikia, I'm sorry, but if you don't delete this tweet, I'll unfollow you. alafu kuna mwingine, Salah, repent and change your ways. Wishing happy Christmas is different from celebrating Christmas. Then kuna wasi wamemwandikia na Kiarabu, I guess. They are telling him that he's going to hell. I can't understand. Let me show the translation. Ilikuwa like, Mohamed Salah is no longer just a football player. Unfortunately, he has become the image of the Muslim in the eyes of the world. And every action of his is read as a message. Unfortunately, his messages do not represent Muslims. And what bothers me more is not that it's a repeated behavior, kuzi uifanyaga, sindio? Not just a one-time thing. Despite his awareness of the criticism and the magnitude of the image impact on millions of young people who see him as a role model.
Bless you.
And kakua, celebrating Christmas is not a social custom or a courtesy. It's a religious ritual based on a belief that contradicts the essence of Islam, which is founded on monotheism. Sindio? Coexistence doesn't mean melting into others' rituals, and respect doesn't require compromising on core principles. The rational Muslim is the one who knows his boundaries, preserves his faith, and doesn't allow others to erase his constants just to earn their respect. The most dangerous thing isn't the act itself, but the repeated insistence on it, which makes it more than just a mistake and sends a wrong message to millions of young people that core principles can be bypassed for media acceptance or global popularity. And this is something unforgivable, scare you, especially when the person is a role model. The true influencer doesn't measure success by applause or popularity, but by the extent of his commitment to his faith and values. Fame doesn't exempt one from responsibility, nor does it accept representing Islam in a diluted or consensual form. The exemplary Muslim stands firm on principles and elevates the status of his religion through his words and actions, even if it goes against the media wave or the public desires. But you, Mr. Chikizo, words come on. Forgivable. This is the problem I have with religion.
I would say by the yoni paragraph, yoni comment, msame andika hivyo.
Yes. Like, it's cool. See, because that's what religion does. It just goes back to showing you, like, how dare you celebrate.
But you see, in order for Islam to perpetuate, in order for it to remain alive, there has to be, lazima ukwe na wase kama hao. Lazima ukwe na wase kama huyo priest, huyo sheikh mwenye mwenge hivyo. The same na Christian, lazima kukwe na wase wakona beliefs fulani.
Yes.
Ndiyo stay true to its cause. Jukila msange kwa, you know, laissez-faire about it, ni possible that the religion get quite diluted and maybe even more confusing. So, I mean, nina agree na umse, from his religious standpoint, he's okay because he's free to believe what he believes. Yes. But the only problem itakuwa, wakianza kupiga Mohamed Salah mangumi na kumnyanganya kazi na vitu kama hizo, ati kwa sababu alifanya kenyo kitu nye alifanya. The reason why umse anazongea hivi ni kwa sababu wako free. Na Salah pia anazafanya kenyo anafanya juu wako free. So, mimi, I think, ako sawa tu speaking his mind.
Okay.
Haumizi mtu.
But now let me quote Trump. Remember when I say, like, both religions, they just divide, yes?
Yeah.
So Trump on his other side. Remember when I told you this was about Christians? It was not about Nigerians being killed. Aliandika, tonight at my direction as Commander-in-Chief, the United States launched a powerful and deadly strike against ISIS terrorist scum in northwest Nigeria, who've been targeting and viciously killing primarily innocent Christians. Then ikakuwa ni whatever. So alafu pia tukisoma hii kitu yake, another thing that he'd said is, I've previously warned these terrorists that if they do not stop the slaughtering of Christians, there would be hell to pay, and tonight there was. The Department of War executed numerous perfect strikes as only the United States is capable of doing. Of course, lazima ajisifu. Under my leadership, our country will not allow radical Islamic terrorism to prosper. May God bless our military and Merry Christmas to all, including the dead terrorists. And there'll be many more if their slaughter of Christians continues. You see, so it was a Christian thing. So it's even Majuzi ukiangalia what was happening in TZ, it was nearly turned into a religion thing. And that's the problem I have with religion. It just divides, man. It just divides.
Like I said, it would divide only when there's extremist beliefs. Yes. When there's Muslims and Christians do coexist peacefully. I have Muslim co-workers. I've had one of the girls I had on my podcast, man. She's a Muslim, lovely girl named Samira. Mm. We had a lovely conversation. She's a staunch Muslim. I'm a staunch Christian. And we both had a lovely conversation.
Yes, yes.
But
I've done that the same here with a lot of Muslims, even an ex-Muslim.
Exactly. Mm. And I'm hanging out with the JMLMC very soon. I apparently converted to Islam.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that. I saw that. And
you see, so religion does not necessarily lead to tension. Mm. Tension is only created when there's extreme believers in any, and this is in anything. Mm. In politics, you'll see it. If there's extreme people in the extreme political divide on the one end and versus the other end, there's going to be kutakuwa, you know, kukwaruzana hapo. Ikuja kwa tribe. Kama kuna msami amini tribe yangu ndio the only superior tribe, na unaamini tribe yako ndio superior, lazima tutagongana. But if we agree to coexist, I'm free to believe what I believe and you're free to believe what you believe. Hapo, I think, wasewa naza coexist pamoja vizuri.
Yeah, of
lakini
course.
Going back to Trump, see Trump, ni factual hapo, stories amesema zote ni fact. Ni venye tu ameziongeza na pomp kidogo. Amesema, I ataki radical Islam exist. Of course, hakuna msa nataka radical Islam exist, including the Muslims themselves.
Mm.
Ataki story ya nini ikuwe hapo hivyo. Wase waki ata, wana attack Christian faithfuls. Mm. So of course, hiyo ni fact. Na of course, amewishikila mtu Merry Christmas. Si yako sawa.
But yeah, ka conversation mekubamba, usisahau that next week on Sunday, it's going to be a very interesting one because whenever there is Kibe and me in the same room, there's always tension. Mm-hmm. And there's always, so this time the difference is there's going to be Mr. Ogato in between us. Because normally it's the two of us and we clash a lot. So that's guaranteed to be a dope show. And this, of course, is the Couch Connect celebrating the 100th episode. A century of episodes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Episode 100 coming down.
So, Nino, I look forward to. Like, he come to you. That's number one. Alafu number two, why me and Kibe?
Because you guys are my friends, I was just looking for friends. So I contacted. So we hung out with Kibe and I asked him, "Man, do you want to come through to do this?" And Kibe was like, "Yeah, let's do it."
Yeah.
And then I thought, you know what? Let's just make it a little bit more interesting. And so I think I called you, Nika Kuliza, man. Can we do this? I was in Toronto at that time. Wakubali, man. And I said, "Yeah, let's do it." You guys are my friends, and also we can have very objective discussions. Of course, we're in a Kibe mnakonga na. You rub your shoulders a little bit.
Yes.
But
yes.
One thing I know is that you guys can also be objective.
Yes.
So I want us to have objective discussions up with all the audience. What is the Maswali Mbili Tatu? Of course, it's episode 100. So I want to create something special. Something special where there's a live audience. You guys come and check out, you know, what we do, the way we do it.
Yes.
And it's just a generally nice conversation to start your 2026, man.
Mm. So this is next week. That's on Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah.
January 4th. It's at KNT, one of the hardest places to get. Umse somehow was able to get KNT, man. I mean, we're going to Nairobi just day, but at KNT. So that's Kenya National Theatre. Gets open at what time?
Gets open at 1 p.m. Doors open at 1 p.m.
Yes.
But the show starts at 2 p.m. Kutakuwa na a little bit of music hapo. There'll be amazing comedy. Emmanuel Kisiangani atakuwa pale aki host the comedy show. Aki tours, basically, sisi wote.
Bashir halaiki. Bashir yuko?
Bashir atakuja kama guest kwa audience. I mean, akita kusimama hapo kwa nini. Yani
so who are the comedians? Ni Maina Munene?
Maina Munene, Nelly Wangeshi.
Na Kisiangani.
Kisiangani.
Okay. Yeah, I'm so used to Bashir and Ani being one package.
Yeah. They was coming. I think I tried calling. So here's the funny thing. I was calling Bashir over and over again. Bashir hakuwa anashika simu. So I text him literally like a week ago. And yes. I replied the text like 2 minutes later. I said, man, I'm so sorry. Apparently his phone doesn't have call notifications, like WhatsApp call notifications. And so that's how we end up not hanging out with him over there. It'll be an amazing thing, man. Come through.
Yeah,
and so check it out.
Tickets ni mangapi?
Tickets ni 2500. Zilikuanga Alibad zilikuanga live mpaka Christmas Day. So Christmas Day they were taken down. But ni 2500, and with that you also get Kibe's book. Kibe's 28 commandments.
And if I have Kibe's book?
If you have Kibe's book, si unapata tu ingine unaweza donate hapo hivyo.
Oh shit. Yeah. Okay. Okay. But hey, kuna sengi sana mego kinuliza like iko nini, we didn't hang out this year. Let's hang out at the start of next year, because also next year sisi tutakuwa celebrate iko nini at 5 years.
Yeah, man, that's amazing.
So, kujeni, man, like, it's been a minute. Let's hang out kidogo. I know it might be last minute. Na pia msi blame umse, ni rae meishi maju for so long. Ina do event January. The cojones on this dude, eh? Yeah, this dude has some cojones. But yes, so nitakuwa, Kibe will be there. It's always, I also enjoy the arguments. Na jaso shindagwa, like, how it happens. Because Kibe is so opinionated, and I'm opinionated, and that means that there's always going to be a clash, najua, and the clash is always very good for the audience. Kuna wasusamaga mwafu, why do you let him nini? When if he's on my podcast and the clash is there, I'll have to take a back seat. But if you're on Ogato's podcast, there we'll take it to the last minute. So make sure you show up, man. That's next week on Sunday, man.
Yeah, January 4th at the Kenya National Theatre. But I mean, I'm really looking forward to it. Nilikuwa nambia wase, man, I had to walk from Toronto for this.
Yes.
Yeah, and of course, if you're in Toronto, pia kutakuwa na episode 101 the following week, na Minneapolis episode 102 the following week, with Miguna Miguna in 101 and with Hulda Momanyi 102. Yes, yeah, so zinafuta.
Kwa mpaka na Hulda mwingine. Mimi sikia more. I was expecting bro. Oh, shit. Yeah, so, finally, money. Nani, mulifanya na... Nani yama ndio mnaenda kufanya?
Ndio tunaenda kufanya na Miguna, January 11th. In Young and Finch, kwa sababu kwa Toronto, Young and Finch toko pale.
Nambia Miguna that, nini, if 2026 goes well, nataka kupitia Toronto.
Yeah, man,
so
come through.
So, there's a podcast called Iko Nini, man. I'd want to sit down with him, eh?
Yeah, he's an easy guy, but then he's very easy, very respectful. Mm. Apparently, all these guys who out in the open are very
aggressive
yes, and combatant in some type of way. Kibe including being one of them. Yes. In person, they are very charming, humble people that you can have a nice conversation with. And I think they also know how to handle people in that way. Miguna, yes. So Miguna is a great guy. That I went to his office, just showed up and let's do it. Mm. And that's how we did it.
Okay. But make sure to meet for the Centurion. Yes? Mm-hmm. The Centurion episode.
Yeah.
And I am really looking forward to it, man. That's my first Sunday of the year, and I want to make it memorable. Sindio?
Yeah, man.
So make sure to patana. Tickets available now. To our 2,500 shillings only.
On tico.co.ke.
Yes.
To take a link to a description, maybe?
Yeah. Link it up. Yeah. So tukitoka hapo cha tubongejea algorithm zangu gaza ajabu. Sio kwa kiteta. Yeah? Okay. So so kwa algo yangu there's this thing that I shared on Twitter and it was funny jo, cuz ni two mantis zikiondoana. Alafu I feel like they're spanking each other. Ama ina spank ama? Ama ni AI jo. Afu nachikile
inaweza kuwa ni AI bro. Yeah. Lakini hii algorithm yako ni unaongeangajua ngono sana pia.
Yeah, algorithm yangu waka wild jo. Si unaikuwa nkonambia gatu atinshewa na garoch. Roach sikipatia na head jo. Leka roach kademu kamelala chini hivi kwa ngongo.
Yeah.
Half the other roach is going at it jo. So sijui, but one thing will come to realize is other animals do these things. So we always assume kama lions zinakuwa P-unit mba. Yeah.
Ajay. Really?
Like lions unusa, you know,
so inanusa aje?
Inanusa, you like, inatu inanusa.
Oh, from the back, okay.
But izo nusa ku notice if the other nin is horny or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I see that with cattle too. Mm. Cattle and sheep. Unaona hapo merino sheep, unaona hapo iko hapo alafu ina, they do it in a funny way. I mean, I don't know if you're, do you tell your editor to put stuff up to find a picture of?
Yeah. I would tango joga na zovyo. He said, I doubt he's going to do that. He's going to just figure it out yourself.
Yeah, we can figure out a donkey or a lion or whatever. Not a lion, but a cow or a goat. Imetoa meno inje. So like the upper lip imeinuka hivi kwenda juu. So it's interesting to see. Wakati maizo maimo zinafanyanga hivyo. Yeah, but have you seen them harvesting, the way they harvest sperms from animals?
Okay, sije cheki. Minatoloka? I'm assuming it's from the nuts. No?
Nzi, wana...
Oh, the way they wana inini, wana nyonga wenye.
Wana nyonga lafu wanaenda wana imwaga into a...
Yeah, nishonaga horse.
Yeah, horse. That means wanaenga ya horse. Kadem fulani yapa wamaza. I think inekwa a fake, there's a fake horse. There's a fake, a piece of wood yenye ina pandile, ina imount. Lafu iki imount before imwaga tu wamaza. Naenda na... Nashikilio, dekia na imwagilia kwa ndo kwa...
Yeah, nishai cheki. Gafu zo vitu waga ni kwa na watch kwa... kuna hii series ya HBO inaitwa Real Sport. So Real Sport is about just different stuff, but sport that normally is not covered. So like one of the things we're going to cover is the horses that give birth to the horses that are used for racing, yes?
Yeah.
Do you know that shot moja ni $500,000? $500,000. That's the short LS Kistallion. Kile Kistallion sasa kitakuwa pale like kwa nane. Then hizi ngine zikuje. $500,000. Alafu unapata that horse on some days kuna 7 appointments.
Mm-hmm.
So umsa natengeza $3.5 million juu horse yake imedinyana.
Maze?
Alafu don't forget that hii horse kudinyana, we mwenye ndo, it's up to you to check if your horse iko on heat and if it can give birth. Wejua tu per short ni $500,000. Whether izai, yu ni yako na nyanyako.
Yeah, but pia sasa ile, whatever inaenda kuzaa pia ni worth it.
Yes.
Ni worth it. I mean, you can make that money back.
Mm.
By simply, unimaona ma horse mazezi kiuzo kwa Toronto man, $5 million. Ni horse mazezi, it's just a horse. Funny thing, after about 5-6 years, hiyo horse unaipata for free, for $2,000.
Mm.
For free. Kuna, this lady friend of mine, anakuanga na farm, alikuanga professor kitambo akaretire.
Yes.
Then she went and bought a farm, alafu ana rescue ma horses zenye zilikuanga zina race.
Oh.
So apparently hizi race horses, wakati zimeretire, zinanga tu zinauzwa, zinakuwa, zina siagwa into whatever, animal feed or whatever, manure.
Mm.
So ya naendanga na zirescue mazi. Hapo hivyo naona ma horses zenye zilikuanga worth millions, zilikuanga zina race, ziliwin millions of dollars. Lofasa ziko tu hapo hivyo mazi. So it's very interesting venye capitalism ina work.
Yeah. Wacha ni interrupt show kukuremind kuwa Lemfi inakupatia a chance to win a flight to East Africa. And all you have to do ni send money home na pia refer a friend. Alafu kisha refer a friend, una stand a chance ya kuwin a $2,000 flight voucher. Na usisahau jo, kifanya history yote, promo code ni ekonene. Usisahau pia, like on your first $50 transaction, unabaki umeget a sign-up reward ya $20. So, damn, cheki jo iyo. And in the process, unasupport Ekonene. So, usisahau kutumia promo code Ekonene. Na cheki. So, yo, unataka, yo, nini, like a $2,000 flight voucher. Very simple, bila nasema. Tumia promo code Ekonene. Alafu, send $50, at least $50. Sindio? Utapata bado your $20 sign-up reward. Alafu utajipatia chance ya kushinda hiyo. Na usahau jo, ni festive season. Hii compare kuna shindo inaendelea mpaka lini? Inaendelea between 8th to 8th December to January 8th, 2026. So baki umechangamuka. Yeah, haraka haraka jo. Sindio? Yeah? Wacha so turudi kwa show.
Mm. But unafikiria ni possible kufanya hizo story Kenya? Ni kama quail, zizi. Something
I think,
similar ya
quail. I think Kenya jo tusha, tulikam to understand investment in specific ways, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So even right now is when we are trying to walk away from real estate. You remember when hapa Kenya ilikuwa like you can never go wrong with real estate.
Mm-hmm.
You can go wrong with any business.
Of course. There is,
life has no guarantees. Uzanunua how na you sell it at a loss. Majuzi ilikuwa na Abisai. Abisai talked about that. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Alinunua an apartment block in Rongai for 40 million shillings.
Yeah.
He sold that shit for 35 million. Took a loss of 5 million.
Hmm.
Yes.
Abisai nilo msali shinanga Sport Pesa or something.
Yes, Sport Pesa, yeah. Yeah, then he went
so into... So ile keje ili mpeleganga loss? You know kumbuka kiongenga about it, ama siyo?
Yeah, alibai ingine Ronga. I don't know if it's that one.
Yeah.
Because I'd not followed his nini, but yes, alinunua hiyo. But right now, he's making most of his money from pig farming, yes?
Mm,
I wasn't supposed to take
two
pigs from him, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Vile tu, nakuwa katuna ujinga. Nikuwa nafaa kunini, kuzina taka by time nafika ocha.
Yeah.
Nikuwa napata haram kwa meza.
Something similar between CC Adventists na Muslims, hatukulangi pork.
Mm.
Yeah.
Damn. That's enough reason to kukuambia, you're making a mistake. Majuzi tuko na boyfriend anaitwa Njogu.
Uh-huh.
Njogu yuko based in Australia.
Yeah.
So Njogu ashakuja hapa akatuchukua na ki nini fulani hapo. Inaitwa ni Mitsubishi Exceed.
Yeah.
So hizo ma Mitsubishi Exceed, I don't think zimefika Nairobi. I've not seen enough of them, but it was a 2023 one, so it looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
And we went katuuliza mnataka nini, we mwaf ni mtu wa pork, so we went.
Mm-hmm.
But yeye mwenyewe kuli pork pia.
Yeah.
But we were able to sit down. I did my haram thing. He did, I think he was eating lamb.
Yeah, vegetarian.
No, he was eating lamb.
Okay.
It's just that does not mess with that. And I was telling him that, damn, I don't think God made a mistake.
Mazee, juzi nime witness Christmas Day. So jana, nime witness.
Yes.
Or whenever this episode is dropping.
Yes.
So nime witness mazee mbuzi ikichinjwa. So after isha chinjwa. So first of all, nilishindwa kuangalia ikichinjwa. But after isha chinjwa mazee nikaenda hapo. Thinking about it, mazee, years ago I used to be the one slaughtering those goats and chicken.
Yes.
So hizi mazee inakuanga so hard. Mazee nilana after imechinjwa. Mazee hata msomenye alikuwa na chinja alisema. Mazee hata mimi hapa nimelazimishwa. Ana ni mfanya kazi wa my uncle. Nani very sad mazee ku watch yoyo nini kichwa. Mazee ilikuwa ngapo hivyo mazee 5 minutes ali ilikuwa inakula nyasi hapo hivyo inja. Alafu imechinjwa mazee alafu. Ilikuwa imeumaulimi man. Yo story ilikuwa funny. Yani ilikuwa sad, kidogo ilinisumbua kidogo. Alafu sasa nikafikiria venye mesamea so nikafikiria high school tulikuwa na manguruwe mazee. Nikachiki venye manguruwe zina dedisho mazee. Inagonga kichwa man. Inakuwa stand kichwa mara moja alafu ndio ikisha kuwa stand ndio sasa unachinja shingo.
Inakungana? Kalaka stand gana?
Sio walikuwa na ilikuwa nga shoka mazee hapo ama makooks wetu walikuwa na shoka mazee inagongelewa ingine moto. Inazimika mara moja, inazima mara moja.
Oh, okay. I think it's just one of the things that we never want to witness because you see nature is violent, yes? Because even kuna Neil deGrasse Tyson alikuwa na he has this joke where he talks about how vegetarians judge people who eat meat. And he says that when they go and they start eating fruits, the plants are there like, this person is eating our reproductive organ. Like you're eating our reproductive organ. You're worse than that. So I think with nature is just violent. I think. We just don't want to. We've come to convince ourselves plants don't feel pain. Sindio. So we even forget that plants are living things. When you think of living things, we see animals. We don't ever see plants. Apo.
Ujue utadukwe story ya plants. Na how we don't see life hapo. But ujue venye niko na cojones. Nimekuwa nikitry ku get Neil deGrasse kwa podcast yangu.
I think wasa wewe. Wewe uneza mget. Because the fact we are a scientist. Uneza mget. Alafu an African-based researcher. I think you should just try, man. I think Neil deGrasse loves science so much that I think he'd do anything for science. Ule buda atakaa chini na wewe.
Yeah.
Yule kitu naweza kuguarantee. I think ataifanya.
One of the things ningependa ku discuss na any history ya fruit being the reproductive organ. You mean that nadani the flower and the reproductive organ. Fruit ni storage tu ya
I think alikuwa yupo ngajua kids and reproductive organs, eh?
Yeah.
Because I think pia the fact that with fruits some fruits see the seed.
Yeah.
See your seed nusu rusha, alafu ina grow.
Alafu ina mea, yeah.
Yes. So it's the one that reproduces.
I
think maybe he looks at it from that point. But alikuwa anasema ile design ya with everything. Because even he has this other joke that he was making where he talks about how when you talk about eating organic food and how organic food is healthy. Yes. Yeah. He says back in the days before science, life expectancy ilikuwa 30 to 35 years. Yes.
Na watu walikuwa nakula organic.
So anasema saa hizi we eat all this junk food and we live much longer. So it's not about organic, it's not about what. Do we have more information right now? Yes, we have more information. Like I feel guilty. Christmas nilikuwa nimeenda kwa the in-laws.
Yeah.
And I'm there eating my chapati and I know like my blood sugar is there going wild.
Lakini wewe unakwanga umeenda extreme na hiyo story ya blood. Nilisikengu kuna ama ulisema kwa pod
yes. Mwaka na nini mwaka na nini ya kucheck blood sugar
bana unajipreakingi all the
so
way.
Kitu funny it's so interesting like it's not even painful like it's so fast you don't feel any pain
but why do you need to do that though
it's just to check my blood sugar it's very interesting like when you eat normally and you don't check your blood sugar you don't realize how much food is messed up especially kitu kama ugali na chapati like let's say umeamka tu umekula nyama yako and you know ume avoid ugali ume avoid white bread ume avoid what you look at your blood sugar you see your blood sugar and it's like ikienda mbali sana ni 105 then uko chini kula tu chapatis unaona chiki huko imefika ma 160 that's when you start alafu unajua sad the disadvantages this is what they tell us you see like we uko na kitambi fulani
kidogo of course kakao hapo hivi
but you can see you're not fat so the same thing pia mimi siwezi classify you as fat but niko na kitambi this is because of hizo vitu sukula bread whatever because every time that you eat them and your blood sugar spikes at according to because of evolution and where we are coming from inatuambiaga that this is all extra energy that you can use in the future.
Yeah.
So let's store it as fat.
Mm-hmm.
So now it keeps getting stored as fat.
Karibu na tumbo tu.
Yeah, so inakujaga hapa.
Yeah.
So this is the reason why. So for me, like, one of the, my New Year resolutions is to actually now try and... Because society na misbehave.
Mm-hmm.
Saizu kinivata any Christmas. Place. Because ni Christmas, I'm misbehaving.
Yeah.
Then I'm lying to myself that mm-hmm. on second, I'm just going to switch cha
yeah.
and go back to the discipline. Like even by the time, even right now, as I misbehave also, like even right now,
mm-hmm.
before, as we talk, as we shoot the pod,
yeah.
I've not taken any carbs.
Mm-hmm.
Cheki.
Yeah.
I've just taken my milk and I took a protein bar. E protein bar, waganisha check. I've checked my blood sugar on a guy. It never spikes. So yeah, I'm good like that.
Do you check your blood sugar with every
meal?
Or when you're taking a like, new like type right of
right now,
food?
Right now, see, I'm 100% sure I'm spiking it.
Yeah.
So why the hell would I check it? I'll just be okay. stressed for nothing.
So wakati umeanza yo regimen yako, whatever you call it, ndio na checking it.
Yeah, na checking.
Man, you're too extreme, maze.
Yes.
But I hope it works well for you.
No, it helps me because, you know, when I started this whole journey, I was at 87 kgs.
Okay.
Last time I checked out, I was at 82.3.
Hey, mapunguza kilo katano. Yes.
And why? Example. And sometimes it's not even about, funny enough, one thing I came to notice, it's not even about dropping all those foods.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the order.
Yeah.
You see, this is how we eat. Eh? It's universal. Weka nyama na ugali.
Mm-hmm.
Una grab ugali, una shika nyama, una zikula pamoja. Sindio?
Yeah.
And with that, the ugali will still be absorbed super fast
mm-hmm.
into your blood sugar. We'll go as far as this is another thing that used to happen. We'll take ugali, eat with the sukuma wiki, alafu tunacha nyama mwisho.
Yeah.
But the order needs to be, funny enough, it needs to be independent.
Mm-hmm.
Unaanza na sukuma wiki,
mm-hmm.
independently. Unaenda kwa nyama, independently. Then umalize na ugali kavu.
Mm-hmm.
Ama ugali sasa kwa supu.
Yeah.
So the fact that ati imboga na nyama, it creates like a certain level of nini to prevent the sugar from being absorbed into your system
yeah.
super fast. Because mm. now, you see, later in life, you understand that every time you chukua a scoop of sugar, kunywa hivi, na mtu mwingine achukua ugali ya kule, the two of you are eating sugar.
Yeah.
But one person thinks they are eating healthy,
mm-hmm.
the other person thinks, that's why diabetes huwa wa Kenya wengi.
Yeah.
Because before Mkenya ajue what's wrong, sitakuwa ni ugali.
Yeah.
So there's that. But you also have to live. So it's a very tricky balance because you also want to enjoy foods. So me enjoy chapati. So I want to enjoy my chapati, my chapati dondo.
Yeah.
It's only vitumbili zina mess up your blood sugar. Mm. You know, like your blood sugar will spike, man, like after chapati dondo.
Yeah.
Yeah, because dondo iko na
chapati dondo, you're vegetarian. You know, going yeah. back to your story, and you nasema ya ma vegetarian kufikiria that the animals, like since wanakulanga plants, how yeah. are we any plant life? Mm.
I've come to notice vegetables will make you fatter faster than nyama.
Because nyama, that.
Unless it's fried chicken,
mm-hmm.
Unless you're frying your chicken, if you're boiling yeah. your chicken and someone else is eating ugali and rice and beans,
yeah.
But rice and beans are known fast. Why? Because
mm-hmm.
you need very little for a lot of calories, yes?
Yeah.
Yes, so like a small chunk of this, like rice kidogo hivi,
mm-hmm.
you'll find the same calories as a much bigger chunk of meat.
Yeah.
You see?
Kuna time to try?
Mm.
Ano namaliza kwanza?
Yes. So nkwana semani, because I remember there used to be this friend of ours who was dating a vegetarian. And she was fat. It never used to make sense to me.
The vegetarian like was fatter than the nini.
Yeah, she's fat.
Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, I was like, if you want to lose weight, you become a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, why is she fat?
Yeah.
Then you come to find out it's about blood sugar.
It yeah.
does not care what you're eating, as mm-hmm. long as your blood sugar is spiking. Because this is another thing, that you can eat the worst food. Like, the reason why kids can eat bad food before mtoi amesiwe up na sisi with yeah. too much bad food. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Watoi sunajua insulin sensitivity yao simbaya sana.
Yeah.
So when they eat food, their blood sugar does not necessarily spike kabisa.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't store all that as fat.
Yeah.
But CC on the other side is everything because our blood sugar is messed up. Tuna store fat, and then we really mess ourselves up. So, yeah, but enjoy life, man. I still enjoy my chapati, man. I still...
Kuna tenilita your regimen yako. Not well, your regimen.
Mm.
But about a year ago, my wife had traveled kidogo, so nilikuwa peke yangu for about 3-4 months.
Mm.
3-4 months, but then nilikuwa na kulanga two protein, na veggies peke yake, kukua na carbs hata kidogo. Nilikuwa inaitwa intermittent fasting. Nilikuwa na try
very seriously. Lose weight.
Nililose weight lakini mazesio kwa kitambi. Nilikonda mashavu maze. Mimi mwenye ni mkonde already. So nilikuwa na
kitambi lose
kitambi. Kitambi libaki maze. Kitambi maybe ilipotea kidogo siku notice. Kitu nil notice ni niliisha hapa mashavu maze wakati nilikuwa na partner wife yangu. Alikuwa hey, mse. Ujakuwa ukikula kwa ni kwa nini.
Ulikuwa emashie.
Ulikuwa inakawi baya vizi maze.
Yeah.
But, but ni funny though that tunatry hizi vitu zote maze. Ku lose weight. Alafu kitu kingine na hiyo sugar umesema. Hiyo saa zingine pia wasio semanga story ya cancer ati unajua cancer inakulanga sugar. So usikule sukari, usikunywe, usiweke sukari kwa juice, usiweke sukari kwa nini. Lakini hata hapo unabonda maugali nini?
Yes, ugali ni sukari.
Hapo ndio sukari yako inatoka.
Ugali ni sukari, chapo ni sukari. White bread ni sukari. Like a lot of things are sugar, man, and I hate it. Like you know one thing sinakuanza kudanganya.
Yeah.
One thing I hated about getting yoked to check blood sugar is how much you notice that there's very few healthy foods.
Yeah.
Fruits mess up your blood sugar, man. And if, of course, kuna fruits kama mango. Mango is so juicy and so sweet. So, you know,
mango vizi.
So, you know, that one I expect to mess up my blood sugar. Yeah. Yes. But an orange will mess up your blood sugar. And remember, orange, see, it's sweet. Unless you're taking tangerines, oranges are not that sweet. They'll mess up your blood sugar.
Yeah.
Lemons, not so much. Lemons, it's messy gap so much. Bananas, let's still push your blood sugar juu.
Yeah.
You see, you understand, like, banana, kaa nyinyi. Banana is just a, you never think that this is dangerous.
I'm a dog.
Yes. Hey. So you come to think of it, you're like, there are so many unhealthy foods, but you have to live. So now kuna kwa gati in another trick. So the trick is how unafuatanisha food zako.
Yeah.
Ama apart from that is, if as soon as you umekula kitu kama ugali, instead of sitting down, you need to go for a walk.
Yeah.
So now your blood sugar won't, because you know you'll start burning that. Nini.
Yeah.
So your blood sugar doesn't need to spike. So, because the spike is what leads to it being stored, yes?
Yeah.
So if you can do that and then get on a treadmill and start walking around, you lose the weight.
Unafikiria wakanya wengi wana get into it. Nimekuwa nikicheka wengi sana wanaenda my gym squeeze nini nini. What do you think that is about? Are people suddenly health conscious?
I think to a certain level, like, we all want to live for as long as possible, yes?
Yeah.
So because of that, I think that's the reason why people will try anything. And one of the things people are trying right now is gym. Because gym tunambua your muscle, yes?
Yeah.
You'll need muscle in your later life.
The community chikiwa animation mazi sina muscle.
Hata mimi it's gender. Unajua usamaga you start losing your muscle after not going to the gym for 2-3 weeks. So I've started. Saizi niko show nikienda. Because when I look at myself, because I'd gained something. I'd gained like 2 kilograms of muscle.
Okay.
I'm sure right now I've lost. Losing it is faster than gaining
than
it. How
long did it take you to get the 2 kilograms?
Like, damn, it took me like 6 months, man.
Okay.
For that, iyo ni kuflip fat, ikue, so fat ipote,
muscle,
replay na muscle. But niko sure by the time na rudi, ndakuwa nime lose at least close to even 1 kg. That's how fast you
lose. Of your muscle?
Yes.
Damn.
That's why you need to be active. Unaenda
4 times a week?
Yes, naendaga 4 times a week.
Yo sio kujie overexert mse.
Funny enough, it's fun. That's the funny thing you come to notice. Eh? It's fun and your body recovers super quick. Alafu now if you have a trainer, sileo utado mikono.
Yeah.
Then the next day you do legs. So siku ya kwanza, it's hell. Like right now, vile stakwa nimeenda for close to a month, the first week I'll be going through horror. Then after you go through those tears and you heal. Hizo zingine utakuwa ukisikia some pain, by the next day usha heal, ama next 2 days usha heal.
Trina wako anakuanga hapo na wewe ama mna?
Yes, anakuanga hapo because he's na someone who works at the gym.
Okay.
So I just go, since ana nini, I train, ananionyesha, do this. Because what trainers do help with this, they push you to the limit. Like when I started out, this is how I normally tell people, when I started out, likuwa na struggle na ile baya 20 kgs.
Yeah.
So jekio peke yake 20 kgs.
Right
now, I'm close to 70. Anachiki.
Damn.
Yeah. So he's been able to add an extra 50 kgs kwa nini yangu. And if you see, normally, when you look at it, you give up before you start. But now when you have someone pushing you, like, you can do it, you can do it. Kuna time ufa jaga vitu, like, shit, I didn't expect I could do this.
Na umeku kienda follow?
nikonkienda since from April. I've missed April to December, that's 8 months, yes?
Yeah.
But I've missed a few course. Kuna time nilienda Dubai, I think, for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Cape Town, I think. So I'd say like I've missed like 2 months. So maybe let's say 6 months.
I think you ni kitu nafaa ku look into juu. So for me, in North America, ku get trainer maze, trainer ni so expensive.
Yeah, expensive, yes.
Ni so expensive maze. Kuna time wife yangu aligetingi trainer, and I think she was paying like $250 or something for like a week.
Mm.
So when you think about it, a month ni $1,000. So to cancel your story at your trainer.
Mm.
So man, I think I'm happy that, you know, a trainer is affordable and that you can be able to.
A trainer is affordable, Kenya.
Yeah.
Alafu pia, but you also don't need a trainer. With YouTube, you can, if you're disciplined enough and you're ready to push yourself. So I think it moja usemaga ni train to failure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what train to failure means? Eh? It's where you try to lift something and you can't do anymore. So, and this is how you know you failed. Eh?
Yeah.
So utafanya easy heavy.
Yeah.
Sindio? Mm-hmm. So you can do something heavy and try to go ikushinde.
Mm-hmm.
When you start with that thing heavy, let's say umeingia kwa gym and you're lifting 50 kgs.
Yeah.
By the time unatoka kwa gym, you can't lift 5 kgs. You've trained to failure. Like umeji deplete kabisa. So kuna even, like one of my trainers used to do something called a drop set.
Mm-hmm.
So drop set, they start heavy and they go light.
Yeah.
So like, let's say we are lifting 50 kgs. So maybe 50 kgs need 10 reps.
Yeah.
Then drop it to 40. As I maybe 14 ni 15 reps.
Yeah.
Then toke you 40 tuende kwa 30. Maybe 30. Hii 30 as maybe 20 reps.
Mm-hmm.
Then by the time tunafika 10, anakuambia 25 reps, buda wezi.
Yeah.
Like 10, unashindwa like, I could do 50. Why can't I do 10?
Yeah.
Like you're gone.
Yeah.
You understand? Alafu pia it depends with what you're doing. Like this, it's weird because unaendaga kufanya kitu, like maybe you're lifting something like this number on your chest.
Yeah.
Like how does the chest work with this? So you're being told, no, it's your chest muscles that do this. Yeah. Then eventually when you're in the house, like you can feel this.
You're gonna scare uchungu hapo kwa chest.
Yeah, unajua like the way the body works, because a lot of stuff, every time you're lifting something, you assume it's your arms doing all the work. Mm-hmm. Sindio?
Yeah.
Sometimes you find it's your back. Like when you're pulling something, if kuna kuganoni ni yako pull, this is your back muscles.
Yeah.
You expect that ni mikono zako peke yake.
Yeah.
This is your back muscles.
Na,
so
ni the same way na ukilift kitu.
Yeah.
Ukilifting kitu kutoka chini hivi kama umesimama ya deadlift.
Yes, it's your back.
One of the problems yenye wengi upatanga huko North America ni wakifanyanga. Unajua kwa tunanga msana kusaidia kubeba vitu ni so most of the time when you're say moving houses, when you're buying new equipment, when you're getting something into your house, basically, or moving something even ndani ya nyumba, ni wewe peke yako unaifanya. And so mara mingi waso tumega mgongo hata a video as simple as drinking water. So waso na get your maji ya ukunywa mazee, after maybe 5 years even unapata hauna mgongo, kumbe ni venye ulikuwa unabeba vitu. So waso sema sijui beba na magoti,
unafaa kunini kidogo. Kisha juaga hivyo alafu na unatumia hiyo. So it's interesting, but it's an interesting journey because I always say, like ukienda kwa gym, pia thing that happens is when it's leg day, and akoga hell, why? Because you'll feel a lot of pain, but you can't see anything. When it's your arms day, kuna koga na hiyo jinga inaitwa, kuna hiyo kitu inaitwa pump, hiyo phenomenon inaitwa pump. You know the pump?
No, sijui.
Where when ukipiga tizi, I think because your veins have to open up.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of blood flow. So when you look at yourself in the mirror, unakuwa umefura. It inspires you, unajua? Then afterwards, by the time you go home, you're going to shrink.
I think na kwa na kwa gym, seriously, ndio ni expensive. Yes. You go to gym, so a gym.
And a two gym, like, the first day you'll go through hell, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So go the first day, then give yourself like 2 days to recover, return again. You'll notice after some time, utakukena kwa gym, unashindo like, nimeunga. Then when the home na jangaliko, like, oops, it's not the same. Because the time, vile, the body is so interesting. Like, any time unalift nini, inasamuka na veins uwaga zina whatever they expand.
Blood vessels.
So there to be blood vessels, yes. Mm-hmm. So now for the blood to flow.
Yeah.
So now your time will fail. So now if you continue doing that, your body is like, why do I keep shrinking and coming back? Let me just stay the same. That's how now you end up. And that's why unaga wasu shindwata kutembea kuzizo.
Hata yu unajua kuna veni mekushiki kutembea sikuizi. Juzi tukipatana maze kuna veni ulingia kwa hiyo room. Unatembea viflani. Lakini unajua sijui ulikuwa unatembea aje kitambo.
Sikuizi meunga mze. Because jena gym, I think it's going to, I think now 2 weeks, man, I feel guilty. And now that's the other thing.
Yeah.
You start feeling guilty. Like unataimuka gaivi nimeshika kichapo hivi kwa mkono. guilty. Because I know this is sugar, man. This is, I'll need to lose this. So it's funny. But yeah, we talk about that when the China kidogo.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a car guy. And the reason why I'm saying you're a car guy,
mm-hmm,
is the sort of person who I know up in Nairobi. I think I've seen you with 2 cars. Yes?
Yeah.
And I'm assuming Toronto pia kuna gari, because always survive first world without any. Yeah. So what do you think about Chinese cars?
Chinese cars are the, I think they're in their infancy stage.
Mm.
Wamechukua a lot of wamefanya a lot of reverse engineering. So kwa kuzifanya zikuwe supu na kuzipatia hizi ma extra amenities zenye hauhitaji really in a car to work.
Yes.
Wamefanya kazi fiti, wamezifanya zika kuwa affordable. Na anybody can basically afford it. Nilikuwa na cheki juzi MKBHD alifanya video ya akireview gari ya
Xiaomi. Yeah.
Xiaomi something.
Yes.
Mazeo gari inakaa ni kama ni Porsche.
Na
hapo ndani pia inakaa kama ka Polestar kidogo. Na I mean, iko fiti. Lakini sasa kitu nye maybe siko sure vizuri venye amefanya ni, sijui kama amejump some hoops. Juu China saa zingine unajua safety pia sijui.
Yes, kwa yes.
Maybe amejump some hoops kufikia mali iko saizi. Lakini kwa usupu, hapo na wako top notch. Na comfort na nini, I think, kama ningeza kuget hiyo gari, sijui kama hiyo Xiaomi, sijui kama ningeza kuwa approved kuingia Canada. But man, mimi ningeget. Ni venye tu sasa siko proud of the brand name Xiaomi. I think ningefunika hiyo na ni jiteji na ingine
meyo. Yeah, because kuna Xiaomi, kuna Huawei, kuna, yes.
Hata kuna gari ya Huawei?
Yeah, kuna gari ya Huawei.
Ala.
The Huawei one was so interesting because ilikuwa, like when they tested it first, kuna hii moja wali test, ilikuwa ni self-driving, I think. Yes, alafu ilikuwa mekua glass ya maji kwa side mirror. So chikivile, nini?
Oh,
so duwame balance glass ya maji.
Nimechikivile.
Alafu it was just driving around to show you, because those stories are just suspension and what. Because you understand wewe si tunakuaga hivi.
Yeah,
tuna nini. Kuna hiyo, uliona gele video alikuwa ameweka BMW, Audi, zikipita bump, alafu zina dance. Alafu gari ya China inapita
iko straight.
Yes, so they did that with Huawei. But reason nilikuwa nafanya kuuliza ni vile umesema tu, I think as they do these things, they are skipping a few steps, ama they are forgetting a few things. So there's this video that I was watching, ile ni ya safety. And it's about safety reverse, like emergency brakes, rare emergency brakes. And it was interesting.
You need self-driving ama
I think ni both.
Okay.
Either ikiendeshwa ama ikinene. So what was funny was the first car ilienda po ni Xiaomi. And that car bear goes to hell. Acheki.
No.
Then I think the second car, EI6, I think ni Chery and something. And Huawei, I think, yes. Alafu now Tesla. Which kilo Tesla, like, it stops so fast, eh?
Yeah.
Hii ingina China, bado, kifo, straight. Then kuna hii moja ile lijaribu. I think ini Luxeed.
Yeah.
That one tried.
Ikagonga sura.
But still, imevunja meno.
Yeah.
So, so it's interesting how, because it means that they've skipped a few steps. It come to safety. But China is an interesting country, man. I really hope that, funny enough, nezataka, nikuwa nimeambia kibe hivi ya kabakia minibash, but nikuwa nasema that if I was to buy a car in 2027, I'd want it to be a Chinese car.
Yeah.
And niambia, why 2027? Why not tomorrow? Why?
Because the versions that come downstream zinakonga better.
Yes.
Mew driving, ninakonga na an old Jaguar ya 209, Jaguar XF. So,
XF is a SUV, eh?
No, ni
it's a sedan still.
Ni a sedan, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, hiyo gari, inakunga poa, iko na nguvu, ni V8 engine, nini, nimetoa silencer, nimeka pipe, so inapiganga kelele, nikisho up kwa street, kila mtu atajua gari ndio inapita. Lakini mazee, kuna mavitu waziwaka hapo ndani. So, screen hapa haifanyangi. Winter, temia baridi, mazee inatonga baridi. Juu sasa hiyo screen haifanyi hizi manobs hapa zifanyi sijui ni. So mazee winter mi utamega na blanket ndani ya gari jo. Kwa sababu ni cold na pia ni cold ndani ya gari. So but interesting kwa sababu hizi gari zote so ni ya 209. So ndio ilikuwa I think the first variation ilikuwa ya 209 ama 208 sikumbuki vizuri. Lakini the first variation iko down, iko na mashida mazee. Lakini sasa ukicheki by the time wanafika the 2013, 2014 version iko, I think ilikuwa written off at some point. XF maybe bado iko siko sure.
Yes.
XJ ndio ilikuwa my favorite car lakini hiyo walishaitoanga. Actually wametoa gari zote hizo za Jaguar za gas juu anataka kwenda fully electric size. But so nita kusema ni, iyo version ya kwanza inakuangana shida. So gari yote version ya kwanza inakuangana na kanoma tu fulani.
Yes.
So get the second version, maybe the third. Ama uto kiget like the more recent version, ile ya mwisho. So kama for me, for example, sasa kama ningeza kugesa kama ya 2018 ama ya 2024, whatever. Iyo ingekuanga better. I mean, vitu zote sazi zinawako mezi figure out. Wasewa na juko ma comments ukiingia kama Reddit for example utachikia ma comments msakisa ma mazee mashida zenye anakuwa nazo na gari yake. So tunakuwa na hiyo community ya mashida za magari zetu hizo za kitambo za tuenda kutatua.
Mm.
But yeah. So I think hata China ni the same thing. Ni kama ninge get gari ya China mazee ingekuwa kugetia maybe ya 2030. Juu saa hizo washa figure out mavitu mingi.
Yes, ma,
washa pita regulations across the globe.
Mm.
Sazo pia maybe hizi mashida za... maybe competition pia yenye wako nayo na Tesla ni nini, so hiyo ndio itakuwa head to head vizuri.
Mm.
So watakuwa wameshukisha price, gari iko fit, iko poa nini. I think hata mimi ningeget way later. Tomorrow, I mean, show me mazee mkinipatia. Mimi nika influencer hapa hivi Nairobi, mkaamua kunipatia gari yenu for free, of course. Nita drive around hata kesho.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so because I'm thinking the same.
Like, yeah.
Easy Xiaomi za saa hizi. And Xiaomi is like 2030. Those ones will be different. Hizo zitakuwa like another level. Not even Xiaomi peke yake. Mm-hmm. Even Jetua. Jetua unajua. The one that, where they copied. They basically copied Land Rover.
Ni ile liku inapanda mlima alafu ika...
Yeah. Ili struggle.
Mm-hmm.
In a few years they are going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Nacheki. Mm-hmm. And when they figure it out, it's going to be nini. But in the meantime, the funny thing is they are hurting businesses. Nikuwa mecheki. Mutiketi profits up Porsche.
Mm-hmm.
Zil drop by 99%.
Lazima zishuke maze. 99%?
Yes.
Damn.
Wacha nicheki profits
the Porsche. Best time to buy a Porsche. Maybe wanaweza kupatia discount.
Yeah. To, like, profits. Because what Porsche were planning to do, they were, walikuwa medu nini jo? Predominantly, let me check. Kwa nini yosione? Yeah. Porsche's operating profits are down 99% this year, man. Yolikuwa ni roadandtruck.com. So I remember seeing this thing and I was like, damn, 99%? How crazy is that?
Lakini so, I think vitu mingi sana zinaenda ku go through. I think the world as we know it inaenda ku change in the next 5 years, Muaf.
Yes.
The world as we know it itakuwa so different. The super highly likely superpowers zitakuwa zime change in the next 5 years.
Mm.
Ama zitakuwa watu watakuwa na kohoneza kusema unajua nini amtutishie anymore.
Mm. Mm.
Education as we know it itakuwa ime change.
Yes.
Power consumption as we know it itakuwa ime change. I mean, our sources of power juu wasa wamekuwa kipush sana historia green energy na nini nini.
Mm, mm.
Pia historia magari pia itakuwa ime change. Hizi ma na sasa the only problem mimi na feel vibaya mazo mimi na feel ni kama Africa bado tutabaki to the same place.
Sisi tunachoma jo.
Hiyo ndio the worst of the worst mazo na ni because of course the guys at the top. Kwa hiyo ukiangalia kama China mazo Xi Jinping pale achezi mse.
Achezi. Jinping hula chezage.
Lazima mfuate sheria na ni hii. Nilikuwa na guest plan kwa pod yangu sijui kama episode ili drop ingi.
Mm.
Maybe ili drop ilikuwa ya msanii twanga face tone taenda kucheki kama ili drop. Fisal ni show ingi that in China actually kwa msanii twa chikeli drop.
Mm.
So in China ndio kwe I went to out of nowhere sijui likuanga wewe ni podcaster.
Mm.
Kesho umekuwa president wa country. Unajua kama Ukraine venye msanii likuanga entertainer alafu
yes.
Sasa ni president.
Mm.
In China utakuwa kwanza maybe class class prefect.
Mm.
Kutoka hapo utakuwa mse anaezana school head boy.
Mm.
Kidogo kidogo anaezana mweke akue councillor wa hii city hapa hivi.
Mm.
Kidogo kidogo anaezana mweke akue in charge of hii province sasa or something. Hivyo
mm.
So unaendelea kupanda within the ranks pia za hiyo communist party.
Mm.
So by the time una get to the top, wewe ni leader mwenye amepita hizo steps zote, umekuwa trained as a leader.
Mm.
Auleti hizo kwa honest kama mse wa state wanaleta unajua za kuchokesha wasee na stori zake mingi mingi.
Mm.
Lakini pia kazi, anachapa man. Huyo jamaa wa China man anachapa kazi na focus, you know, 100%.
Mm.
On the other hand, ukiangalia, mazee hapa hivi kwetu saa zingine malida jo tunachoma. Of course, tunapenda democracy na nina. Democracy ni kitu kwa na mina push for democracy. Lakini maybe pia saa zingine kuchagua leader mwenye ameonekana mazee amefanya kitu.
Mm.
Beshte yetu, kuna mabeshte yetu wengine saa zingine jo wana run for office mazee. Lakini pia tunajua... Msee, wewe ni beshte yangu ndio lakini hauna any experience, zero experience totally. And I think hapo hivyo ndio maybe kuna kuungana noma. na I hope that maybe somehow tuta figure it out, madhara tuweza hata kuanza ku manufacture something. Niliona Rwanda, ni Rwanda wana produce gari or something.
Yes, yes, but I think ni assembly plants. Okay. Kuna assembly plant ya, what is it called? Ya Volkswagen. Yes, kuna assembly plant ya Volkswagen.
Niliona wako na kagari kagari kadogo fulani hapo hivyo.
Kaelekea kwa kama something. Sisi, inakuwa kama sisi where it's a Chinese brand. Chuka Mobius. Mm-hmm. Mobius is a Chinese brand. Najua.
Inakuwa baada ama nisikia hata ilikufa or something.
Ilikufa alafu ikafufuliwa. Oh, I think imefufuliwa okay. This year.
When is about Mobius?
Shida Mobius, it looks very basic. And you know sometimes mm-hmm. you want your car to look
yeah.
Yeah, like when I look at the BYDs, they look really good.
Xiaomi, of course.
They look good. Mobius, I know it's meant for Kenyan roads, but give me something, man. Give me something that's visually appealing. Najua?
I mean, easy Kenyan roads, buda. Kwa nini maland road pekee zinatembea ngapa? Si kuna kuna ma BMW hapa, kuna ma Mercedes hapa, masijili, nimeona wasi.
Range inakuwaga, like, it's visually appealing.
Exactly.
Najua? Don't give me something that looks like nyanyangu ndi alidesign. Like,
wa Nigeria doa mezana. Mchiki wa Nigeria na kuna wakona gana itonga Innocent. You know, son, of course, pia ukienda China utapata the same exact car, maybe sayo inaitwa mwafu kwa China.
Yeah.
But but ni wana getting hizo magari kwa hivyo Nigeria na zinadupoa. So maybe hata hapa hivi sisi maybe tunaweza try. Msee ka investor fulani hapo hivyo Harun Mouse jika mabaro ni invest. And kwa hivyo China get the Harun car.
Nakuja hapo na zinini. Hey, chuka yu story ya Toyota. Si Toyota waga, ilikuwa named after msa nituwa Toyota.
Ni familia.
Ilikuwa ni familia. Na ilikuwa waga interesting, because you familia, was it that he didn't have a son? Ama what happened? Because remember it's...
I had something
the like... The nini itself is like, it was inherited, I think nini. Hazi, were one of his daughters or something. Yeah?
Oh, since so you adopted son. Oh, wait, no. Adopted son ni yuko Tata. I think Tata ndiye alikuwa adopted doom sema yeye alikuwa na size.
Lakini but Tata ilikuwa kama strange jo.
Hata land inaitwa hiyo Jaguar yeah. Jubaru inaoniwa na Tata company mazee. Lakini walifaya huyo msema yeye amedesign the latest one. Hii yenye ilikuwa ina walisema ati hiyo designer kai fit. Yeah, lakini mazee ni noma. I think the car space is tunatafakua na msa BJ50 tunaweza fanyaje tumsaidie mazee a improve.
Na yeye mwenyewe anafatuka pale apatia na BJ50 akwende kabisa. Ile gari joni. Kuna vitu zingine zile, don't reinvent the wheel, man. Alafu, I think another thing alikuwa nafikiria ni,
yeah.
which material is used on cars? Kuza ikuwa gima bati, it's not
inakonga some alloy, ni combination ya, lakini ni... So
yeah, but umse wetu alienda kachukua mabati.
Alichukua mabati steel ya...
Mabati ya roof. Nyumba, yeah.
Iyo, mse yo si itakuwa buda.
That's the same thing who happened, hizi mabasi, yakina nini, yakina... Why do you think Jirongo alikufa?
Mm-hmm.
Kuza ligongana na chuma.
Yeah, mazee.
Na ye mwenye yuko kwa gari imeundua majuice, which material, where they care. Because you see the material is going to determine how fast the car can go. Sindio?
Yeah.
So like Kenya, we use, tunatumia like literal mabati. And it's not just in that.
Chuma za kujenga nyumba.
Kwa M3 tunatumia the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're so kufaga. We should notice like, apart from Nissans, any accident with a bus ama nini na kuwaga very fatal because unapataka ukuko ndani, kile kibabati kimeraruka kimekupatia tete na simu ile jo imeingia kwa system yako 2 minutes sha dead.
The worst inakuanga mazee matatu ikigongana alafu hizo viti zinaachana. So hizo viti zimeboltiwa to the ground mazee.
Yes.
Hata hiyo kuchomelewa hapo hakuna msali hakuna testing lay fanywa hapa hakuna any testing lay fanywa. Hii kitu iko na nguvu kiasi gani hapa? So mazee ukichapana na hiyo impact Newton's first law inakuja into effect. Hizo viti kwa hiki sio nasema viko bongoroka like zinatoka tu ni kama mahindi imetolewa kwa cob. So mazee mnajazana tu hapo mbele mazee mnasmashiwa hapo.
Yeah.
Mazee niliona anga accident fulani nikionga mtu nilikuwa class 8 tumetoka music fest huko Western. Alafu mat juu ilitokaje kwa barabara ikagonga mawe. Hizo viti zikararuana hivyo so ikawasea hapo hivyo. Alafu hiyo matika gonga fence. So on the other side of the fence, hizi live fence, hii ya miba. Kulikuwa na msea na slash. Kwake tu mazee msea na slash tu hizo ma Mauritius stones on the other side. Mazee ikamwekelea pia na hiyo panga yake. Hata yeye alidead.
Yeah,
mazee. Ilikuwa scene nyingine hapo sana. Ilikuwa my first scene, nimeona accident scene mazee. Ilikuwa very sad. Na the saddest thing ni kitu li happened 2003. Mazee ni 2025. Na bado hizo stories zina happen. Kuna kitu simple moja nimechekiwa sawa kisema mabasi matrailer ziekewe kabare fulani hapo hivyo nyuma. Unaona trailer inakuanga so hapo hivyo mwisho. Machuma ziongezewe hapo hivyo ndio msaa kigonga nga trailer. Isingie chini ya
oh.
Isingie chini ya trailer. Maze 2025 bado usurija yako. Sasa is the saddest thing maze. Jironga alikuanga MP. Alikuanga in power at some point.
Yes.
15 years ago at some point. Maze alikuwa na opportunity ya kupitisha hizi vitu. Maybe saa zingine ama alidecide
yeah,
wana
hawatai. Yeah, yeah. You pay the consequences.
Hawatai kuwa in that situation.
Afu ya nijua Jirongo in the Koski Kamala. I think people were sharing footage Jackie on Saturday where he was super drunk. There's like some new footage that came out. Eh? So he was used to drink driving. And yes, of course, but by rest in peace kwake, najua. We yeah, can't man. Judge the man, he's gone.
Of course, pole kwa familia pia. Lakini wala wasoko in power maze saizi, mkicheki vida ama mkisikia waseka, kina mwafiki na sisi tukibonga. Do something maze.
Yeah.
Petition is the rules. Hizi manufacturing, hizi manufacturing kama, tunazijua za kina ban bros, za kina sujuzi kotika hapa, sujui nini, wa manufacturing wa matatu. Hizi laws ziekwe in place. Simply for preservation of life. Tu hata sisi lifespan yetu yongezeke. One of the reasons why lifespan yetu ni fupi, of course, ni the fact that medical care siyo poa hapa hivi. Of course, ukikuwa kwa accident, kwanza hata hawa siwana kutuwa hapa hivyo, hata kumaliza kwa sababu hakuna emergency services, hakuna ma ambulance, ma fire truck, nini za kuza jikusaidie. I love pia, of course, the second thing, the fact that gari zenyewe, ziko na substandard fulani hapa hivyo. Sa hii tuko 60 years plus since our democracy, I think?
Yes.
How many 50?
Since democracy, ama since
independence, sorry.
Independence, 63.
63. At 63 years, I think sa hii tuko at a point yenye tunaweza pitisha some things.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, okay, this was our 63rd Independence Day, but okay, yeah. We are 62 years old, but 2020 we are turning 63 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, so hey, Buddha, shukran.
Asante sana maze.
Looking forward to tukimalizia, to remind us, we are looking forward to Sunday next week. So it's going to be me, Kibe, and Ogato ndiye atakuwa the moderator. This is his 100th episode, a century of episodes. Make sure you show up. I'm sure it's going to be interesting. I don't know what Kibe has installed for me, but I'm sure he'll bring some bullshit and I'll be there to counter the bullshit. So it's going to be fun. Tupatane, man. Mimi tutakuwa ndani ya nyumba. Ian, of course, will support kama kawa. I remember even Anipi alikuwa ananiambia if he's not flying atakuja.
Eric atakuja. Sajid alisema the same thing.
Yes, so lazima tukuje to support umse. And yeah, buy those tickets, man. If you koko majuu kama kawa vile sufanyaga iko nini where you sponsor a few people, you can sponsor a few people, man. I know it's January. Nito wani in January. Yes, so, najua so in January, but nyose mko majuu. Cheki, unu msa wa majuu pia. Cheki vila, we respect January. So let's support, man. And yeah, I'll be there like Michael Jackson. Looking forward to it, man.
Sijiyo siku nilete fire extinguisher kama Jeff Koinange.
Obviously. Yeah, because even, like, what are we talking about? Ama, you just want us to float.
Itakuwa flow. Itakuwa flow, too. Of course, the audience pia inazoliza maswali hapo hivyo.
Yes.
But inaitwa the unresolved tour. Even though nilema kuita. So, kuna maishi zenye hatuja resolved before in our hearts, in our lives. Let's think about them as we're going into the new year. Pia ma resolutions zenye konazo. So 2026 pale, let's think about what kind of resolutions are you making?
Scaling up, man. I'm always trying to scale up. Yeah. So far I'd say I've been consistent. My 2023 was better than 2022, 2024 was better than 2023, 2025 was better than 2024. So I want to top 2025 because 2025 has been a very good year for me. If I can top that and then 2027 sasa
you get the Chinese car.
Shit, man. 2027, man. Mr. Politician. Oh, shit.
You know what it is. Yeah, man. Of course, I look forward to wasei who come up with to pick a story. Tickets are available on tiko.co.k.
Yeah.
Kwa uja get tiko yako, get pale. Piotra kwa na comedy pale. Kisiangani atakuwa.
Yeah.
Maina Munene. Neli Ongeshi watakuwa pale. DNA pia come out kuperform kangoma pale, man. Come check in a mudaka.
Yes.
Coming a nice, wonderful girl pale. Mtamsikiza pia.
Yeah, alafu sisi kama iko nini tutakuwa hapo tukichukua pia ma behind the scenes kadha. And your badai tukuje to review. So we always have to review events.
Yeah, man.
But sisi tutakuwa hapo. I'm really looking forward to this, man. Buddha, congratulations.
Thanks.
Do you know most podcasts don't go past episode 3? Ojo hivyo.
Yeah, man.
The statistic ni 97% of podcasts don't go past episode 3. That's 97. Yes.
Boy.
And then inakuwa gani, what? I think 100 episode 100 has to be less than 1% of podcasts. Nyofikaga episode 100. So you're in the select few, man. So all
I can say, the top 1%, eh?
Yes, all I can say is congrats, man. Like reaching episode 100, you know, it looks simple. I think because everyone thinks this is something we can do, Najua. It's what they don't know is there are days when you just don't want to do it. And there are days when you do very great episodes and no one watches.
Mm-hmm.
That can be frustrating.
Very
and
much.
You never know what people will watch. So it's just, I don't know, man. You're just throwing something in the dark,
mm-hmm,
and hoping that something happens. So congrats, man. Like,
yeah,
looking
thanks.
Forward to. That's why, like, Vilo Lisema, Manitoke Singekata.
Yeah.
It's always an honor, man.
Thanks, Nature. Thanks for the support, mm-hmm, man. Mwafrika is a great guy. Of course, in episode 538.
No, 581.
581, mm-hmm, man.
Yeah,
Menizunguka mara tano, mara sita almost, man.
And kiongeza weekend update, ngekoko episode 700. And, you know that? Eh?
Yeah, man. Of course. Yeah. The mm-hmm grind. So this guy grinds very well. And of course, we have to appreciate you, the audience. And because all that we do here is, you know, of course, we couldn't have gotten here without you.
Yeah.
So you can't get kwanaka iko na tuko nje alafu hakuna msana I watch. Hata mimi nakuwa disappointed, man. So thanks a lot for the support. You know, hata kama unawatch 1 minute, maze, thanks. Of course, pia remember ku subscribe kwa Mwaf.
Mm.
Enda pale Couch Connect, the Couch Connect podcast on YouTube pia.
Mm.
Ushaka like kako pale, subscribe. Nilifanya episode na Mwaf, by the way.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Funny thing?
Mm.
Uliko umevangaisha hati kwa hiyo episode.
Oh, shit. Uliko
nga...
Eh.
Alafu nil notice leo, maze.
Procrastination University. Damn, those are coins. Pia uliko umevanga black,
huh? Mi umevanga black episode, though.
Oh,
shit. Alafu uliko nga episode, gani guess?
No.
50.
Shit. So you go kwa 50 na 100.
50 na 100, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful, man. Thanks for the support, Pia, man, because you didn't have to come. Kwa podi yangu juu nilikuwa
msee bari. Zila not support, yane.
Bilikani, but uli kubali kukam, man.
Yeah, because I think, Pia, like, the first time you joined us on the live, tuliku huko, it was kitambo. Was it 2022 ama 2022?
Nilijoining your very first live, by the way.
Yes, that was 2022.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, kitu kwa.
Or 2021. Shit, could have even been 2021. It was kitambo. So the fact purely to support PSCC, we have to just give back. You know, it's a
sentiment.
Eh, ninipe, nikupe. It's, we have to like support each other.
Yeah, but here the pod brotherhood in Kenya, Pina support each other.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, like Akina, it's always fun to hang out na Eotwe, Sajid, you know. Like there's that, excuse me, tumiagile jina, camaraderie.
Yeah.
There's that camaraderie, like
wapo. Meza kwa kizungu ya Eric hapo.
Yeah. You ever see Eric, yoni lisikia gana, kuna ura hapa nituwa, Mr. K4.
Oh, okay.
So Mr. K4, you date demflani ule, basically, Amerizua States. I think because she was also born. Born in States to Kenyan mothers.
Mm-hmm.
So, yani to Kenyan parents, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think she even speaks Kisi, if I'm not wrong. But I'm Kiluya, one of the two languages, yes. But kuna time to kuna have a conversation with her, and then she used that name camaraderie. And they're like, shit, you don't use that around here. So we let me camaraderie, yes. Nikakam ku notice it's just an American word. I don't think you can expect the British to use that. So yeah. But yeah, looking forward to it, and tickets still available. But if you end up getting money on the day of the shows, also show up at the gate, man.
Yeah.
Patane huko.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have fun, man. Let's start 2020. What? Is it 20?
2026 with a punch.
Yes, yes. Let's start. Let's have some fun. And all our dreams and ambitions, I hope this time we'll be able to conquer them.
Yeah, man.
Like, yeah.
Looking forward.
Yes, looking forward, man. So, kama kawaida imekoni 581, sidiyo?
Yep.
So vile susamaga like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend, tukimalizia tukusema eka nene.
Eko nene.